Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world has a laugh, points in the mirror has a laugh. We are the fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's right. It's me, Jake Bushnell, co-host of this very show. Let me introduce you guys to the host. He's the guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Rome and Duddy musical and podcast project, and my brother. Here he is joining us from backstage or a hotel or something in Florida, Duddy B. What's happening?
That's right. I am in Florida and I am in a hotel room.
Hotel it is.
I am in a hotel room. I am watching football. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, Jacob.
Thank you, Dustin. I couldn't tell if you were in a hotel or backstage, because Duddy, if you know, for the listeners, we're on Zoom right now and Duddy has a virtual background of a palm tree blowing in the breeze. Is that to honor Florida? Because it does look like Florida, the backdrop.
I'm in Florida. I'm inside my hotel room, but I thought, hey, I'm in Florida. Let's get that palm tree blown in the breeze behind me, so I feel like I'm outside while I'm doing this. But super stoked. We're here for Reggae Rise Up.
Okay.
Going to be a really fun show tonight. I saw some clips from our good friends, Slightly Stupid. They played last night here at Reggae Rise Up and it looked amazing. Like, huge crowd. Everyone was going off. Looked like a beautiful night. So I'm looking forward to tonight because I think it's going to be awesome. So
Reggae Rise Up, it sounds like it's a big festival, multiple days. Is that kind of like the, that's going to be like the, what's the one, the Cali Vibes Fest that we're having here that you guys are playing? That's their version of this?
That's very similar. You know, a lot of the reggae bands from the scene are all, you know, coming down. And I, if if I'm correct, and I could be wrong, but I think this is a makeup show actually from before COVID.
Oh shit.
I think that this festival was booked before COVID and now it's finally getting the makeup show. If I remember correctly.
A year and a half in the making.
Yep.
Everybody get ready to rise up this weekend. Coming to the shores of Florida, it's Reggae Rise Up, No Mask. Let's party, everybody.
No mask, let's party. Yeah, God, and speaking of partying, so the tour ended, you know, about a week ago or so, a little over a week ago, and I got to go home, and I was home for like 6 days. And, you know, we were on the road for almost 2 months. And I get home for 6 days and it's just like health time. Cause I want a little body cleanse, super healthy eating, working out every day, walking, like no drinking. I was just sober. It was just good. Get my body back into shape and get healthy. And then I come out here on the road first night. We get to our hotel. I don't even get checked into my hotel in Florida last night till about 11 o'clock at night. I get in my room. I call the family just to do the FaceTime and all that stuff. And then it's about midnight and I'm like, I'm starving. So I just go downstairs to see if they had like a little pantry sitch in the hotel, like where I can get some chips or something, whatever. And I go down there and I see Dave and Sean and Matt and Ruben. And they're like, we're going to a bar. And they like grab, next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. I'm walking home from the bar. They all took an Uber. And my thing is, I'm so dumb. When I get buzzed, I love to walk home. And we're only like a mile away. So I'm like, I'm walking home, guys. And they're like, no, we got an Uber. And I'm like, nah, headphones in, walking home. Let's go. So I start walking and I get like halfway back to the hotel and my phone dies. And I really don't know where I'm going. And I'm drunk and it's 4 a.m. I'm like, oh my God, I might be sleeping outside tonight. Like what? So I kind of just kept walking and luckily like off in the distance, I could see a tall building and it said, I'm like, oh my God, that's my hotel. So I just went in that and I found my hotel, got to my room, made it home safely and sound. But I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh my God, now I feel like shit. Why did I do that?
Well, yeah. Tell everybody what you did. Because we didn't know that, you know, you look fine to us, but then you were like, I'm feeling like shit. And then I believe, did you go make a drink?
I had to. Well, I had like 4 of those like mini vodka bottles in my backpack. So when I'm flying, sometimes I have those in there just, in, you know, sometimes at the airport or whatever, I want to make a drink. Or if you're not in first class now, they don't serve you drinks. So sometimes I'll have those in there if I want to make a drink. I didn't use them. I didn't even have a drink on the way here. So I just had them in my backpack. So yeah, this morning I got up and I was like, oh my God, I have a headache. So I cracked open 2 of those little vodkas and made a drink. I went to the vending machine in the hallway, got a Powerade and made a vodka Powerade. Gross.
Oh, rough time right now, dude. Gross. Rough and tumble. But yeah,
to be honest, I've taken about 2 sips of this cocktail and I'm probably just going to dump it out. It's disgusting.
Drinks the Powerade, dude.
It's, yes. It's at the first sip I took, I just went,
Yeah. Daddy was like, hey, when we were we were getting ready to do this show and we're talking and it's coffee time. Luke and I are getting coffee and Daddy's like, hold on, you guys, I got to get some ice. And he's all, I definitely need a drink. We're like, what?
Well, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. I'm East Coast. True. I'm 3 hours ahead of y'all.
All right. That's fair. This was 5 hours ago that I'm talking about. So Duddy's right back on tour. And then it doesn't stop there. You play a show tonight, Reggae Rise Up. And I love it, dude. You know what? I want to start doing a thing. I need everybody send us, I would say if you can, go to the FGWD Bunker. That's our listener group on Facebook. 1300 people and growing in there in the FGW D Bunker group on Facebook. Please submit to us your local reggae festival show name. I just love them. I want to start collecting that because we have the Cali Vibes Fest that you're playing. We got Reggae Rise Up. So like I've said, you're going to get the word vibe a lot. You're going to find the word tribal. And then there's a lot of standing up, rising up, you know, like,
oh yeah.
Stand tall, you know, a lot of that. So I want to see how many of these have the same few words. I want to see how few words we can find that make up the name of every reggae festival. Oh, yeah. I'd like to think that there's probably 12 words in total being used to name every reggae festival on the planet. Do you think that's fair?
I think that's a pretty fair guess. Yeah.
And I just want to put it to the test scientifically. So FGW Debunker, please submit the local reggae flyer. I got to know the name of the festival. I must know. All right. That was a side note. But so Reggae Rise Up is tonight, and that's going to be awesome. Who else is on the bill with you that we would all know? Do you even
Iration? Iration is playing with us tonight.
Micah Brown.
Yeah, Micah Brown. I actually ran into him at the airport yesterday, which was really nice because let's see here. So we got Landon Mick. I've heard this guy's name before, and I feel bad. I'm going to probably say it wrong, but it's Landon McNamara.
Okay.
It looks like he's opening. Then it's The Movement.
Okay, we know them.
And then it's Iration, and then we play. So yeah, it should be a really fun night. And I believe that's just on our stage. I think there is another stage with some other bands playing too. I just have this really small little lineup that my tour manager sent. So there's probably some other bands there too. Oh, The Dubbist is playing? Okay.
Dude, I like that name. The Dubbist.
The Dubbist, yeah. What was I saying? I was saying something. Oh yeah, I ran into Micah Brown in the airport, and it was nice because I got to talk some shit to him. We have a really fun fantasy football league, and it's like a couple of the guys from the Dirty Heads are in it, a couple of the guys from Iration, some guys from Pepper, the drummer from Slightly Stupid, and then like Christian, our buddy Christian and Brandon Davis, who they both manage some bands in the scene. And it's just like a really cool little family fantasy football league we have. We've been doing about 10 years now. So I got to see Micah Brown in the airport and talk some shit to him because he tried to pull some shady. So Rymo, the drummer from Slightly Stupid, he's in our league, right? And he's like the one guy in the league that he doesn't really know much about football. He's just in it because it's fun. And he has that luck where he knows nothing about it, but somehow still does pretty good every year and like doesn't change. He like auto drafts and like doesn't change any players and still does good. Like, you know? Micah Brown tried to pull a trade on him. That was so shady. I forget. And this is going to sound so stupid unless you know anything about footballer, but Micah Brown tried to give him Miles Gaskin. And in our league, we do not just a defensive, like a team defense. We also do a defensive player, you know, he tried to give him Miles Gaskin and his like linebacker. I forget the guy's name, but if you know fantasy, like it's whatever. And he tried to get Stephon Diggs from Rymo. And Rymo's like, sure, I don't know. You're going to give me two guys for one? Okay, sure. And we were like, nope. We all just denied our. We're like, absolutely fucking not, Micah. And I go to Micah today in the airport, or yesterday I saw him, I'm like, bro. He's like, I can't believe you guys denied my trade. I'm like, that was the fucking shadiest trade. He goes, I was actually helping him out because he wasn't going to be able to make a full lineup this week because of buys. So I was hooked. I was like, Micah. You know. And he was like, I know. Like, there you go.
Got to give him points, though, for defending him. He's like, you pussies. I don't know a single player's name that you just mentioned, but I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, it was good to see him. And, I'm going to get to hang out with all them tonight, too, which is great because we love those dudes. We get along great with those guys. So it's going to be a fun night.
Hell yeah. It is going to be a fun night. It's going to be a great night. And I always run into Micah Brown every once in a while around town. We often run into each other. I'll be with my wife and we'll walk into a restaurant. Micah Brown. Hi, what's going on? We just bump into each other a lot.
He's just a great guy. Awesome. He's just one of those dudes where you meet him. You're like, I like this guy.
Oh yeah.
Just a really nice guy. Always in a good mood. Always very positive. Just a good guy to be around. Yep. Gotta love that guy.
That and his awesome talent is why he's been on everybody's record.
He's one of those guitar players that when I play with him, I'm just like, God damn it. Like, I don't think as hard as I possibly could try and work at guitar, like I'll never be as good as him. He's so fucking good.
Yeah. He's a technically good guy. And we've said it before though, Duddy, you have Duddy style. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be technically good. You just do Duddy style. And that's been working very well for you. So,
and for layman's terms, Duddy style is play easy stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of. But then every once in a while, flare out something weird that you're like, I don't know what he just did. But it sounds rad and unique. And fucking that is the key.
Oh, thank you.
Well, right there. That's Duddy style. You don't know what it is. You can't teach it. It's fucking weird. So, so there we go. What have we been talking about? Your fantasy league. We went fully off script as we
did. I don't even know where I am right now.
No, we're lost and confused. Duddy's halfway through a horrible tasting drink. He's drunk again, everybody on the show.
I took a couple big gulps just to get it down.
Yeah.
And this is so shitty because you want to know the worst part of it? I feel better.
It worked.
You're like, God damn it.
Remember, it's so funny. We used to take shots of alcohol.
We used to do that. That's right. We used to do shots of Proper 12.
We were talking with Jesse Rules, one of our listeners, a few days ago, and she reminded us of that. She saw you guys used to shoot the Proper 12 on the show. I'm like, oh my God. That was a part of the show for at least the first 15 to 20 episodes where we had shots.
Remember? And then I sent everyone good vibes for sending us the pictures of that.
That's right. We were supposed to send prizes for people that also drank Proper 12 and took the picture of it. And rather than the prizes, you just said, I'm sending you all good vibes because we blew it. That was, wow, we were shitheads from the start.
We were.
Our vibes were always shit right from the get-go. All right, let's keep it rolling. So, Duddy, we've missed everyone. It's been, 3 weeks, I feel like, or something crazy since we've released a Wednesday episode of the show. We've released some stuff for our Patreon listeners, but we barely even got any of that out. I mean, it's been crazy because of your touring life. And now you're kind of back. So you're playing a show tonight in Florida. Then you're off to Nashville for 6 days to meet up with Rome because you guys are going to rehearse with your new band for the Rome and Duddy project.
That is correct. And then, so I'm flying into Nashville. I'm meeting the band for the first time. I haven't even met these guys. And so we're going to fly into Nashville. I'm going to rehearse with them for 6 days, which I'm super excited about. And then we play a show at the Basement East in Nashville this coming Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, the show is the 30th. It's the day before Halloween because I fly home on Halloween. So it's the day before Halloween. We're playing in Nashville. If you're listening and you do want to go to that show, you can just head over to romeanddudy.com and you can pick up your tickets there for the show. And it's going to be a really good night. We got our buddy Stony Banks, who's been on the show. He's opening up for us. So that's going to be rad. It's going to be nice to hang out with him. And I hope to see you guys there, but really excited about that show. And then right after that, I come home. I'm home for 2 days and then I fly to Mexico. And we got what is it? Is it a Cali Roots Mexico? Is that what it is? It's something. I'm so bad at this. It's Cali Roots in Cabo. That's what it is. And so I'm playing there. Rome and Duddy are playing.
Roots is one of the 12 words, by the way.
Oh, Roots is definitely one of the 12
words. It's absolutely one of the 12 words that describe each and every reggae festival.
You know what one of the other words?
What's that?
Cali.
Cali is in, I don't even know. Even when it's not like, we have a new festival in Ohio, it's Cali Rise Up Roots. You know?
They do it. Well, they do Cali Roots East Coast.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do it. That's a thing.
So Cali Roots.
Oh, yeah. So I go out there and I play. We have a show, Rome and Duddy play a show. And then I play with the Dirty Heads. And when I get home from that, I'm home for 2 days. And guess where I get to go? Back to Mexico. You heard it. That's right. I'm in Mexico for 5 days. I come home for 2 days. Back to Mexico for Sean Haygood's wedding.
No way.
Yes way, Jake. We're all excited.
Oh, that is going to be a shit show.
Well, it is going to be a shit show too, because
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun. And we're done. Like, we're going out to Mexico for his wedding, but no show. The tours are done. Like, we're done for the season. So it is going to be like, oh my God, we're done. And I get a little bit of a break for holidays and all that stuff. So.
That'll be awesome. And then obviously Rachel will get to go out with you. So you'll be relaxed and chill and you'll have family.
Yes.
Hell yes.
That'll be cool.
Well, and then after that, you're actually going to be home for a couple months and we are hoping to start having bands back into the bunker for a little bit for this show.
Yes, yes. When I get back from Mexico, like Jake said, I'm home for a couple months, and definitely going to get back in the bunker. We're going to start having bands come back in, live performances on the show. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get right back into it. So you guys can look forward to that.
You can look forward to that. So thanks for hanging with us through the fickle, thin time. And you know what? Duddy and I are, like Cheese famously said, we're building this... What is it? We're building this ship mid-flight or something.
We're building this plane mid-flight.
You know, we've gone through so many different turmoils already with this show because COVID, everything shut down. Then Duddy not on tour, Duddy back on tour. So many things. And we're learning that with this show, there's going to be times where we might not get too many shows in because Duddy's super busy and maybe I'm super busy. But then there's going to be those times when we're both home and the bands come back in. And so, we're not going anywhere, everybody. The show rolls on. And speaking of that, so we kind of covered Duddy B music news pretty well. Let's talk about the Rome and Duddy podcast, because we talked about Dirty Head news. We talked about Rome and Duddy music news, the podcast. You guys released the third episode recently, and now you are officially on Apple Podcast as well as everywhere else.
We are. We're wherever you want to listen to podcasts, you can now find the Rome and Duddy show. We just recently got on Apple, like Jake said. We're stoked about that. And we wrapped up, I guess, kind of the on the Rome and Duddy show. If you don't know, it's kind of we do like a talent show where listeners can send in their videos or their audios of whatever it is. It doesn't have to just be music. We get a lot of music, a lot of bands sending us demos or whatnot. But anything. We've gotten skateboarders, we've gotten stand-up comedians, we've had hula hoopers, dancers, artists, whatever it is, send us your talent. And we do like a talent show. We go over about, you know, 10 or so submissions per episode. And then we pass one or two per episode. And then what we've just done is we kind of wrapped up round one. We only did 3 episodes so far. And we had, I think, like 6 or 7 winners from those 3 episodes that I just put up a poll on our, if you go over to Facebook and you go to The Rome and Duddy Show, we have a group there where we post a lot of stuff from the show. All the contestant submissions we post there. And now we have a poll for the first 7 winners of our first 3 episodes. And they're voting over there right now. And whoever wins, we're going to send them like a really cool prize pack. And then we're going to start the whole thing over next episode. We're going to start with some new submissions and we're going to do the whole thing over again. Pick some winners after a couple of weeks. We're going to put up the poll. People can vote. And then the winners get some cool prizes. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. If you're listening right now and you want to be a part of this, just head over to that Facebook group, The Rome and Duddy Show. You can see the poll's up right now. You can go listen to the episodes and then, you know, you can go vote for your favorite contestant from the episodes and just join the fun. Yeah.
So Duddy, that was hilarious, by the way you ended that. And join the fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really sounded like a dad right there. Like a troop leader. Come on down. We'll learn to tie some knots and just enjoy the fun. So Duddy, this is kind of perfect. So I think you said what you need to say. We get it. Episode 3 contest is wrapping up. People are voting now online. And this is a perfect segue into your favorite segment that we've ever done on this show. And it called Fan Watch.
I'm watching you. Always watching.
Oh no.
And Fan Watch will directly have to do with this contest you're speaking of on the Rome and Duddy show and the exact colors. And I know that you already know where we're going with this because we've seen that you've already.
I feel like I know where you're going.
You know exactly where we're going. So let's set this up for you. Okay, here's the deal. So as Duddy described, the Rome and Duddy show had a talent contest, right? And they narrowed it down over 3 episodes to 7 talents, not just bands, but different talents. Like he said, skateboarders, all sorts of different things. It's America's Got Talent, guys, but podcast style.
They narrowed
it down to the 7 winners of the 3 episodes, and they're doing voting on Facebook. But what happened was there was a band that was not part of the top 7 or 8 that added themselves to the poll to be voting for.
In their defense, I don't think they added it.
Somebody might have added them, right? It does seem like the band is kind of cool and doesn't want
it. It seems like the band gets what's happening. I don't think it's the band. I think it's obviously probably some of their friends or fans or something that I know where you're going with this.
Yes. There's a band that
but I don't think it's the band. I don't think it's them that got all fired up. I think that they were just kind of thrown in. I don't know though. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. So for anyone listening that doesn't know, there was a band that was added to the poll, I should say, that wasn't part of the top eight or whatever. And, you know, their fans started voting on them. They were then deleted from the poll by somebody at the Roman Duddy.
I do want to make this clear too, because, and sorry to cut you off, Jake, because I do want to make this clear. If anyone is, because it's funny, how the internet works, right? Everyone got mad at me apparently for deleting it. I didn't delete it. It wasn't even, I know who did. I'm not going to say any names, but it wasn't me. I didn't delete it. I didn't even know this was going on until like this morning. And apparently this was all started like last night and whatnot. And, you know, whatever, long story short, I was not the one who even deleted it, but I got all the heat.
My favorite thing is, you know, it's so people are like, what happened to the band that got, are we going to say the name of the band? I don't even know if you want to, like,
you can say the name. Cause honestly, it wasn't
trash on the band.
It wasn't, I don't think it, like I said, I don't think it was the band. Like, I haven't seen any heated stuff from the band. I think it's just like a couple of their buddies are all fired up for, I don't know why.
Anyway, yeah, so a band was added. I don't even
band, like, I feel weird. Called, no, like the Harbor band is called the Harbor Boys. The band's called the Harbor Boys. And apparently somebody put them, like somebody, I made the poll, right? And I'm not very savvy online and social media. I'm old. So Luke told me after, he's like, you know, you can make the poll, like, what'd you call it, Luke? Like closed. So I didn't know this. So I just made a poll, right? Yeah. So I just made a poll. I put the seven contestants who were from the podcast, who they won their episode. So they got to move on. As in, you were, let's say, for instance, you played baseball and there's playoffs for baseball, right? That's all the teams play the regular season. And then the teams with the best record, they get to play in the playoffs, right? If you lose and you don't make the playoffs, you don't just get to go, hey, but we want to play too. It's just not how it works, right? So apparently someone added them to the poll. Well, they weren't a part of this contest, so somebody deleted them. Just trying to be fair, because this is how the contest works, right? And they got, everyone got mad at me. There was like a bunch of people like really bummed out at me for it.
Let's get specific, because I think, so here's what happened. Yeah, some people are like, what happened to the Harbor Boys? Where'd they go? And then Duddy put, take a guess, is what he wrote. Because it's like,
I just put take a guess. Because it was just like, where'd they go? They weren't ever a part of it. They're not supposed to be there. So it was just funny, because it was like, why are you guys all so mad? Like, we're doing a contest here. There's rules, and we have a show, and there was winners from the show, and now they're moved on to this final contest. You can't just throw yourself in to the finals. Like, it's just part of the rules, man. Like, not saying anything bad about the Harbor Boys, to be honest. And this, I'm not trying to sound like a dick when I say this, I've never heard the Harbor Boys. They might be great. This has nothing to do with them. We have a contest going on and there's contestants. They were not one of the contestants, so they cannot be in the contest.
Yes. It's very simple math.
It's pretty simple situation.
Yeah, it's pretty simple shit. Really where the problem lies is the commenters below that start going, Dirty Heads are a clown band anyway. Duddy B's a clown.
Yeah. So now the Dirty Heads suck and we're pieces of shit and I'm a clown because someone tried to enter a contest that they were not a part of.
Yes.
And now I'm a dick and the Dirty Heads suck. I don't know.
Well, it's specific you gotta love people calling you clowns.
Specific people calling you clowns? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a select few.
Well, it always is a select few. Like in life, there's usually about 99% of people who understand what's going on and who get what's happening. And they know how to like take a deep breath, count to 10, get all the facts, and then react, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also the 1% who just fucking reacts immediately with zero knowledge of anything that's happening, zero facts, no backstory, nothing. They just go, fuck everyone.
And that's who you find in the comments on Facebook.
And that's what you find in the comments.
So it's funny because I'm looking at all the people that are putting clown memes and stuff under. Here's the deal. And the funny part is every single one of the people that are calling you a clown or putting up the clown memes, you guys are all 100% dead wrong, proven right here. Not only did Duddy not delete the band, he didn't even know that they added themselves, but the band didn't make it to the final eight, so they should have never been there. So you're wrong in every way. You are the clowns. Put the makeup on. Go out as Halloween. Be what you are every day. The clown makeup should be worn by you. It's sad. And there's your names right there. If anyone wants to see it, go to the Roman Duddy Show on Facebook and look at the clown show.
Wait, these are gifts? I thought that they were all just posting selfies, Jake.
Oh, they're selfies. Yes.
These are just selfies. These guys are just posting selfies over
there. They have posted the selfies all the way down the thing. So it is funny. It is a funny deal. But there was one that you loved the most, Duddy. I remember there was one comment that I thought stuck out the best where somebody said, you start a contest to help a young band and then you delete them from the contest, right?
Oh, yes.
Right here from Josh Lewis.
Josh Lewis. Remember when the Dirty Heads put up a contest to help out a young and up-and-coming band? And first of all, the Dirty Heads didn't put up a contest. So wrong, put the clown makeup on.
No, they didn't.
This is the Roman Duddy podcast. It's a talent show, not a battle of the bands. Wrong in every way.
And Josh, not posted by the Dirty Heads.
Not posted by the Dirty Heads. Clown makeup. Remember when the Dirty Heads put on a contest to help out a young upcoming band, and then they deleted said band twice? This is why Dirty Heads are a fucking joke. So wrong in every way.
Fake.
Why would this have anything to do with the Dirty Heads?
It doesn't. But we have clowns on here that obviously don't even listen to the Roman Duddy Show and just go online to complain for no reason whatsoever, just to complain. We live in that time. You know about it, Duddy. It's 2021.
Oh, this is great here because Luke just clicked on this guy, Josh Lewis, who's all fired up. Mm-hmm. Guess what he's a member of?
Roman Duddy podcast.
Yep. He's a member of our group. So thanks for the support, Josh. We appreciate it.
Oh, he's the singer of a band.
Let me guess which band. Is it Harbor Boys?
It's not Harbor Boys. It's a joint operation.
Oh, well, guess what band probably won't be on any festival shows of ours in the future.
Jesus.
Hey, listen up, guys. And no, we didn't put on a contest to help out little bands. What we did is we made a podcast that has a talent show on it. You can send in whatever. You can juggle. You can dance. You can eat your own shit. I don't care what it is that you do. You can send it in. If it happens to be a band and that band makes it to the finals, yes, we would love to promote them. As of right now, I believe first place right now is a band called Urban Life. So, yeah, probably helping that band out. Yes, it does not happen to be the band that you like, Josh, but there is other bands in the world, and we are helping out a band. Unfortunately, the Harbor Boys were not a part of this contest. We'd love them to be in the future. Send us in again next round. And you guys could possibly make it to the finals and be a part of this poll. Joint operation stuff. Don't send that in. We're not going to listen to that. No, but
no joint manipulation. Yes.
No.
All right.
That we're going to have to pass on that one. But you guys, in the future, get all the information first, and then react. Don't just react like a crazy animal. You have no facts, and now you look silly.
The clown makeup is on you. Selfies up and down the comment section, says Duddy. That was a good, what a burn. You put a clown meme, Duddy called it a selfie, and the burn is on you now. Selfies of you in full movement right there in the comment section. Good stuff, Duddy. This is a positive show. This is feeling good. with Duddy, we're moving out of Fan Watch, the segment where we find horrifying, cringy shit online where they're talking shit on Duddy. We were actually going to try to call Rome and get his thoughts on this, but I don't even
know. Let's call him.
You want to call Rome?
I'm calling him right now.
I was going to move on to the next segment, but I thought it involves him.
We're calling him. It's happening.
Does he know about everything?
Yes. We had a nice laugh this morning about
it. You had a tete-a-tete?
He's at home right now with his wife and kids, so he's probably not going to pick up. But
oh, this looks...
This is good pod right here.
This looks really good on Duddy. It looks like Rome doesn't even like you.
Hey, Luke, want to delete this part?
Your call has been...
Oh, I don't know if you guys heard that, but he picked up and he said, I totally agree with everything you said, and then he hung up.
Hey, you know what I did notice?
That he's really pissed at all of you, man.
The singer of the Harbor Boys is liking this Josh Lewis's comments.
Sorry, Luke. Say that one more time. Explain that.
The Josh Lewis guy who's calling you clown, saying the Dirty Heads are a fucking joke.
Oh, the Harbor Boys are liking the comments.
The singer of the Harbor Boys is liking those comments.
Now, why you got to go and do that?
Oh, that's too bad, because I was on their side. I was like, these guys are just boys.
I kind of felt bad. I was like, ooh, this is not good for them. But it seemed like they understood what was happening, though. Like, they got it. They were like, oh, yeah, we're not a part of this contest, and we get it.
Yikes, man. You know what, though? It's like, dude, we won't even harp on these bands anymore.
Nah,
honestly don't really care. We thought this would be fun for the show.
I don't give two shits. I just thought it was pretty funny.
Luke and I saw this and we were like, well, duh, we're going to bring that up to Duddy. And then we noticed that Duddy had already commented. We're like, oh, he's seen this all, but whatever.
Well, I got tagged like a million times this morning and people telling me I'm a fucker and a clown and shit. And I was like, oh, well. I thought it'd be funny because people are like, why did they get deleted? And I was just like,
yes,
take a guess.
That's
really simple. they're not a analogy. Part of the contest.
Perfect analogy. What you said, Duddy. It's like, yeah, if your baseball team's eliminated from the playoffs, guess what? You don't get to just show up to the next city with all your fans and go, but we have a bunch of fans that like watching us play. So we're going to go ahead and still be in the playoffs. No, you lost. So, all right. We're moving out of Fan Watch. It's real simple shit. Selfies. And then we're going to lighten it up, Duddy, because now we're going to roll into the more, you know, upbeat portion of the show where we just talk shop and have a little bit of fun. We go over scary things. And every once in a while, when we're lucky enough, we get a quote from Duddy's son, Jack. Let's remind people. So Duddy has a son named Jack who just has always had a knack for saying insane quotes throughout his life that are both true and not true at the same time. They're confusingly smart quotes. Like, give us a couple examples, Duddy, of your son's famous.
I've said them a million times. You've all heard it.
I know. Mean,
like, one time he was doing something silly. Like, he was eating his cereal funny. And he's like, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this? And you're perfect. Just like, eight?
Something you write on a t-shirt.
You know, or you just, the real question is never give up.
That was my favorite one.
That's still the best one of all time. That was your favorite, Jake. But I think this next one's going to be your new favorite. And this isn't necessarily a quote, as it's just amazing. And if you're listening and you're a Patreon member, I said this quote on the last Patreon show, but I told Jake, I was like, I have to drop this on Wednesday too, because it's just too good. And the world has to hear this. So I get home from the tour. We're having a family dinner. We're sitting at the dinner table, just me, my wife, and my two kids. And my daughter, who is now 13, she's in middle school, and she's talking about like the boys at her school and how dumb they are, because we all know middle school boys and they're silly, right? So she's just talking about how silly the boys are. And then she says, and you know what? She goes, a lot of the boys in my school too are like really homophobic, right? She goes, a lot of the boys in my school are homophobic. And my son, Jack, goes, they murder people? I go, what, bud? He goes, oh, never mind. That's homicide.
Yes, dude. So I wanted to share this because this popped into my mind. There was a time where I've got plenty of gay friends, right? And I was hanging out at a bar in a group, and one of our friends is a gay dude who was looking all around the bar, we were talking to this guy, but the whole time I was talking to him, he was looking behind me and over my shoulder And I'm all, hey, Ray is his name. I go, hey, dude. I go, fucking your gay DD's kicking in. And then we.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, when I thought about homicide, I was like, oh, I should have told them about gay DD. Because now we have two things. Because that is a gay thing. He told me, he's like, dude, when gay dudes will show up somewhere, they're looking for the dude that they're trying to meet or their friends. And they, you know, they're talking to you, but they just have this way of multitasking by scanning the room while in mid conversation. I hit him with the gay DD, and that lives on in their community.
I love it.
He uses gay DD. He credits me for it. So we have two now. We have homicide and gay DD, our gifts to the gay community. Fun words to use. One not so fun. No. One very fun. Hit your gay friend with the gay DD quote. You'll be a hero at the club. All right. Jack quote, dude. Homicide. I like that.
Yeah.
My favorite is one. They murder people.
They murder people? He looked at me like so serious. He's like, kids are murdering people? What the fuck? I don't want to go to middle school.
What the hell? I'll stay down here in sixth grade. Wait, yeah, what grade is Jack?
He's in third.
Jeez, dude. He's 10.
Hey, Jake, he had another jiu-jitsu tournament yesterday.
Don't tell me he did it.
So he got silver this time, but it was great. So he won his first match. It was all good. And then his second match, he won too. But his second match, he fucking full arm barred tapped the guy out.
No.
Legs over his neck. You know.
Extend. Full
extend where the kid started tapping like crazy. And the ref had to jump in and pull him apart. So he won that match. So he won two. Wow. And then he goes to the championship match. And it went the whole time. To be honest, he was on top, kind of in control the whole time. He lost by 2 points.
Just some sort of
point thing. It was just a little like he was in control the whole time. He, if they were actually fighting, Jack would have won the fight. But you know how jiu-jitsu goes. There's a way to score points and shit. So the kid scored a couple more points than Jack. So he was bummed. And that's his first loss ever in jiu-jitsu. I mean, he's only done two tournaments, six fights. He's 5-1. That was his first loss, and he was bummed. He was bummed, and I'm not there. I'm on the road, so I watched the fights FaceTime.
Yeah,
and I'm talking to him after, and I had to talk him out of. I had to talk him off the cliff. You know, he was just like so heartbroken that he lost. But after I had a nice talk with him, he got it. And even though he was bummed out, though, he got up, he hugged the kid, full handshake, full respect, and then he walked to the side and got bummed out.
Dude, he's a competitor.
Hey, he's a competitor. He's 9. You know, you're 9. You're going to get your emotions. They take over sometimes, you know, but he got it. He shook it off and he ended up having a great day afterwards and everything. But yeah. Just but the arm bar was so dope. The arm bar was beautiful. It was awesome.
Yeah. Kids at that age, you know, it's typically a points thing or some sort
of. Yes. It's rarely a tap out.
Yes.
Rarely. Not so it was pretty cool.
Maneuver.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, that dude. Was cool. Jack dropping quotes, pulling home medals.
Yep.
Killing it. Buddy, it's Halloween time.
Ooh, we hitting them with some scary stuff?
Yeah, but quickly, before we get into the scary stuff, something happened in the FGW debunker on Facebook again. So we have two listeners, Sarah and T-Bird.
They dropped some epic stuff, but you know what also they have, Jake?
What's that? What's that?
I think they have gay DD.
They have gay DD. Yes, they are a lesbian couple. That we love them. They've been listening to us, I feel like, since day one. And I've met
them.
Buddy's met them multiple times. Very much a gay DD couple. These girls, they don't stop. But the thing is, they post a lot. It's home runs every time.
Every time.
Every time these girls post in the bunker, it is a quality post. It's funny. It's unique. They put together like Where's Waldo style things like every week, it seems like, in the bunker, where you got to find little Duddies and little me and all the things that have to do with the show. But they really crushed it this past week by dropping. They had a Jake and a Duddy costume, like kind of zombified versions of Duddy B and myself. And they were fucking home runs and they were super good. And then Jesse Rules, who's another listener, sent Duddy a message online telling Duddy, hey, why don't you have a costume contest in the bunker? We think that's a great idea. So we're going to do it. So if you're a member of the bunker, the FGW debunker in Facebook, well, then good. You're already there. do your best costume, take a picture, put it in the bunker. If you're not a member, go become a member and show us your costume. And I think, what are we going to do? Are we going to pick
we'll a send them something
or are we just we'll celebrate everyone?
You know what we'll do is, you know what we should do is we'll pick our couple favorites and then we'll do a poll. And then the Harbor Boys could jump on in.
God damn it, dude. Oh my God. The Dirty Heads make a poll about costumes to help a small band and then erase said band. Fucking goddamn Harbor Boys coming back. Okay.
Oh, I'm just watching as we do this episode. I'm just watching my fantasy team get demolished by Mark Sasaki.
Oh, Mark Sasaki.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay.
Yes, Duddy's friend. And Duddy and Mark are like working out a bet where whoever wins, the other one is going to have to do some sort of mortifying post online. Is that what's on the line here?
That's what's going to happen. And it looks like it's going to be me. Oh, it's going to be me. He just scored more points. I'm dead.
So everybody, okay, Let's hope that Duddy loses and that he's embarrassed. The Harbor Boys are like, come on, Duddy, lose. You shit. You're a clown. poor Harbor Boys. I bet you they're great guys. I'm sure we'll see a lot of them.
Like I said before, like I don't think that it was them. Like really, I think it was just a couple of their buddies got butt hurt. It's only like a handful. It's like two or three people are butt hurt. Everyone else is like, why is everyone butt hurt? I don't get it.
I mean, honestly, we shouldn't even have brought it up, but we just, you know, we're
you really, guys brought it up.
Brought it up, but we really need content. So thank you.
Yeah, we suck. Okay.
So we've got, okay, scary stuff. So yeah, that's the scary thing. Oh, show us your costume in the bunker. Duddy's over here. The scariest thing for him.
Should we have a hashtag or something? Like what should they tag?
Use
like,
the hashtag bunker Halloween. Hashtag bunker. Is that a terrible hashtag? Should we change it to something?
That sucks, dude. Really like
shit, isn't it? What should it be then, Duddy? Fucking clown? Clown Halloween?
I don't know. Bunker Halloween is fine.
Oh my God. Bunker, hashtag bunker Halloween, everybody. I'm typing it in right here.
So no. Let's do, can we make it hashtag Harbor Boys? Can we do that?
Are you fucking serious right now?
No, I'm definitely not serious.
Okay. Jesus. Cause I'll do it. Okay. Hashtag bunker Halloween. Daddy came up with, and we're going to go with it. And now we get into everybody's favorite. This is scary stuff, guys. Daddy's on tour. He walks the streets. Runs into a cowboy, or is he even real? And he tells, you know, I don't know. Did you see a cowboy?
So
Duddy finds out about
locals. I told you that last night. Oh, guys, hold on. Hold on, guys.
What's happening, Duddy?
Oh.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the call?
That's all good. I just have one question for you. I just got hit up by our label about the Roman Duddy tour, you know?
Yeah.
And they were asking if they could have this band called the Harbor Boys open up for us.
Oh, wow. No.
Why not?
Because they tried to cheat their way into the contest.
Oh, no.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
No, I don't. No, we were talking, though. I don't think it was them. I think it was just a couple of their buddies, like, got all fired up. I don't think it was the actual Harbor Boys, like, getting.
Luke thinks it's them.
Upset. Luke is saying it was them. I don't know. So you saw the poll and you saw all the comments?
I saw the comments. Yeah. Well, I just saw everyone getting all, like, mad about it.
So and, mad.
I mean, the way I saw it was like, I mean, if you didn't submit the demo the way everyone else did, then you weren't part of the contest. But probably what happened was that the people who submitted them then, or whoever did, they probably just didn't watch any of the podcast or listen to any of the podcasts. So they just like submitted it thinking that it was like a contest or something. So, you know.
No, that's totally what happened. That's totally what happened. And all good. Like, if you submitted them in there, that's fine. They're your boys. You were trying to hook them up. You didn't know the rules. But then they're not a part of the contest. You can't get all heated up and mad at us because that's not the rules. That's not how it works.
Ronald McDonald memes need to stop.
Dude, so hey, those are well, guess what, Rome? You don't have to worry about it because apparently it's just me that they're mad at. Now, I haven't seen one bad thing said about you, so you're all good.
Deleted the comment.
You deleted the comment. I know. Rome deleted it. They're all pissed at me.
I thought we got hacked. I got scared.
Send all those clown memes to Rome.
You know, hey, but submit. Everybody submit your stuff the right way. Or, you know, just submit it. There's no, like, wrong way to do it. Just submit it. And, we'll get to it. We'll put it on the show.
Yeah, we will. And we can't wait to hear from them. And I was just kidding about that tour thing. Yeah, guys, but I just thought that'd be funny. I wanted to get your take on this whole thing because we've been laughing about it a little bit over here.
What a way to start the day, huh?
That's how you start your day. Everyone calling you a dick.
170 comments. It's just everyone getting mad at us.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's not even everyone. I think it's just like three people. Like, there's like three mad people, and everyone else is kind of like,
when three people comment 30 times each.
Yeah.
That's 90.
And it does seem like they're blaming the dirty. Anyway.
Oh, now you should go read some more because now it's not even just that I'm a dick. Now it's the dirty heads suck. Like, what do the dirty heads have to do?
Why is it going this far? What is Dan and John John and fucking Batty? What do they have to do with any of this? Oh, man. This is getting out of control. You know, hopefully they check out the episodes.
I hope they go back and listen. And I hope they do submit for the next round. And I hope they're fire. And then we'll be like, yeah, you guys are dope. And now you get to be a part of it. Or you're not. We'll see. I don't know.
Then we'll believe it again.
All right. I'll let you, I know you're at home with your wife and kids and shit. I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'm watching the Titans beat the crap out of the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, I'm watching that too.
All right, my brother.
All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
There it is, Daddy. Little celebrity, entrance there. And then,
I love that he dropped. He's like, I love that he said, I'm the one who deleted it.
I know.
And I knew he did. I didn't want to say that earlier because I was like, I didn't even delete it.
No, that was me. I'm like, here's the deal too. When at the beginning of the show, when I say, you know, bravest of the brave, fairest of them all, some people might be like, is he doing, what is he talking about? You're watching it. Okay. What other show? We're really, you say some shit online, dude. We will talk about you. That's the brave part. And Duddy's the one being brave. Who the fuck am I? Nobody cares. You know what, you know, but Duddy's actually out there. He's a public guy. So all of the bullets will be fired at Duddy as they have been, you know, so he's the bravest of the brave and fairest of them all. We're very fair, Duddy. We tell you why we're doing it. We tell you why you're wrong. If we're wrong, we don't say sorry. That's something we never do, but we'll like admit that we're wrong and never say sorry. That's part of our deal. So fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, it fits. That's us, Duddy, right here on the Feeling Good with Duddy podcast. That's right. We ain't scared. So let's get in, but we are scared sometimes, right? Because there are, in fact, scary stuffs out there.
There's scary stuff all over. Well, I told you guys earlier about how last night I went to the bar, right? 4 a.m. I'm stumbling my way back. My phone dies. A tumbleweed rolls by.
Oh, no.
I glance at the tumbleweed. I turn around. I'm in Florida, right? I turn around. What do I see?
A cowboy.
Alligator.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
You thought I was going to say cowboy.
I did.
No, alligator man. Yeah, he's standing there, leaned up against a tree, smoking a cigarette, cowboy hat on.
Okay.
It was a cowboy alligator. Okay? I said, whoa,
the alligator.
Alligator man. And he said, wah. And then,
oh, wow.
Yep. And I said, hey, man, do you have a phone charger? And he said, no, but I do have a scary story for you. And I was like, no way. Let's hear it. And he said, have you ever heard of the Bloody Bucket Bridge? And I said, I have not. And then he said, wah. And then he told me the story, Jake, of the Bloody Bucket Bridge.
Mm.
Yeah. And that takes place in Wachula, which is the
county seat
of Hardy County.
That probably means that's like the most special town in the county.
Maybe, I guess.
Assuming the capital county.
Well, apparently it's just southeast of Tampa. We'll go there. And if you want, and we're wondering, it's also the cucumber capital of the world, Jake.
Dude, Duddy, or it's the toilet, right? Oh, yeah, that town's the county seat. We go over there to... It's really, cucumber it's either capital. Great or real bad.
Well, yes, but not only is it the cucumber capital of the world, it is also home to the Bloody Bucket Bridge.
All right.
And the I will warn you, though, the details on this eerie legend vary widely depending on the source.
As does everything on Earth.
Yes. So it says, apparently around the time of the Civil War, a slave served as the town's midwife. Haunted by the memory of her own child being taken from her, she turned to smothering the babies she delivered, telling the parents that they were stillborn. She would carry their remains in a bucket to a nearby bridge and dump the remains in the river. Eventually driven mad by her murder spree, she would later see the bucket fill with blood on its own. And rumor has it that if you visit the bridge on a full moon, you can see the river water running red with blood.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So that's it, though. There's really, it's just a bridge and on the full moon.
So this, there was a slave.
Yeah.
And apparently her kids were taken from her.
Right.
So, and then they made her the midwife to take, to, you know, birth all the other babies in the town, and she would just kill them.
Wow. This is a good horror story. Yikes. Little angel of death.
Yeah.
Bloody bucket lady. And then she would pour their bodies off the bridge.
Just dump the dead babies over the bridge into the water.
Damn. Well, it's creepy as shit. I'd like to give it a try. Do you think
you'd like to do what? Kill babies?
No, absolutely not. I would like, well, you know, unless they're crying a lot, right?
Yeah.
but no, I would like to go to the river on a full moon and see if it's red.
Yeah, I would love to. I'm not far from there right now.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Out of Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I could possibly go try and check that out tonight. I'm going to fill Google you guys
it in. Right now. I'm going to Google Maps it. So you're in Tampa, and it's called Wachucha?
Wachua.
Wachua. Let's do this.
It not is spelled Wauchula.
All right. You're an hour and 15 minutes from a bloody bridge, but I don't know if it's full moon or anything, but hey, the Sarah and T-Bird, our friends from Florida, if you're anywhere near there, next full moon, check it out for us, dude. Duddy, now that I think about it, we should try to get some of our listeners that might live near some of these things we talk
go
about
to these to places.
Investigate.
Yes.
Yes.
And I then
get
that.
Back to us. There it is. We're putting it out. It's a call to arms. Is that a thing? It's a call to action. If you live near any of the places we've talked about, do your investigative best. Get back to us on it. If you have a story that's interesting, coherent, worth hearing, we shall feature it here. I don't know in what format, but Duddy, you like this, right?
I love that.
We have a team of investigators now, ghost hunters, if you guys want, monster hunters, if you insist. Get out there and hunt. Duddy's watching football. Let's get back to scary stuff. Is your team still losing?
Yes.
Good. So you'll be embarrassed online soonly. I'm excited for that. Anything else in the scary stuff world, or do we move on?
I think we move on, Jake. I do have to get back to the venue soon, so we're going to have to move on. You know what I want to do? I just want to do a quick sponsor read.
Yes.
And then let's jump into some Q&A. Okay, and guys, if you do want to ask me and Jake questions that we will answer on the show, you can head on over to our Patreon page. We do have a Patreon page. It's you can go to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You can sign up there. It is $5 a month, but you get a lot of fun stuff. You get 4 extra episodes a month. I do guitar tutorials for Dirty Head stuff. And you can ask me and Jake Q&A questions we'll answer on the show. And actually, Jake and Luke have started another show on our Patreon called The Music Jukebox, where they just talk about music news. They fill you in on, you know,
all things music, and they let you know about the gear they got. They show you their gear. They walk you through it. It's really cool. You can check that out also on our Patreon. It is $5 a month, like I said, but it really does help the show continue and you get a lot of fun stuff. So quick sponsor read, and then we will jump into those Q&A questions from our Patreon members. All right, guys, Koi CBD. We love this product. I talk about it all the time on the show. They've been with us since day one, literally since the first episode they've been here. So what's that, 117 episodes, 116 episodes they've sponsored. It's an amazing company, man. They're amazing people. And their product is just insane. I use it every day. I love the way that it makes me feel. I get cramps and things in my hands all the time from playing sports when I was younger, guitar my whole life. And it's my fingers and stuff, they cramp a lot. But ever since I've been on like a steady diet of CBD, it happens a lot less. And they also have so many rad like creams and rubs and things. If you have like anything just aching and sore, you rub this stuff on, and it's not like you're going to feel it. You're not going to be like, oh my God, it feels amazing. But what will happen is 20 minutes later, you're going to be like, I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel the pain anymore. That's great. And that's what you're looking for. So give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. And if you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, or you'll get 15% off your first order. And also, plug-ins keychains. This is really cool, guys. It's a key holder, really, is what it is. And it's a replica of like a guitar amp head. They have Fenders, they have Marshall, and it looks just like the head of a guitar amp that you would plug your guitar into. Well, the end of a guitar cable is a quarter-inch cable, and it's just that little quarter-inch cable end with a keychain on the end. You put your keys on it. When you get home, you plug your keys into your little amp head that's hanging on your wall. It looks really cool. It's not big and bulky. It's nice and small. It's perfect. It looks clean. I have one up in my house. Everyone that comes over comments on it. It's really cool. If you or you know anybody that plays guitar or just is into music, it's the perfect gift. They're going to love it. They're going to love you, and you are going to be a hero. When you go to pluginskeychains.com, you get yourself a jack rack and you put in Duddy B, code Duddy B at checkout, and you get 20% off every order you ever make for the rest of your life. That's right. You heard it here, people.
Bam. Yeah, it is. Hey, Christmas is coming up, Hanukkah, all that stuff. This is the perfect gift. Not expensive, and it is a fucking home run. The plugins keychain. Wall mount, what up? All right, are we, is that it, Duddy? Are we rolling right into the Q&A?
That's it. Let's get into this Q&A, and then I got to jump and head over to the venue. But, guys, I'm going to make a quick disclaimer here, okay? I'm no longer going to answer any questions that are just simply asking me to do stuff. Like, I'm not answering the, can I get a picture with you at the show tomorrow? I'm not answering the, will you play this song? I'm not answering the, can I get your set list tonight? Can I get a high five? Can you send my boyfriend a video? Can you? I'm not answering these anymore. Okay, guys, ask me questions that you would like to hear the answer to, and I will answer them, but I'm not going to answer orders anymore.
There's this too. I mean, look, most people ask great questions, but we do get a lot of just like, why, you know, ask a question that you think all of the listeners would want to hear answered. Like that's kind of your job is, hey, let me ask them something that they haven't answered that I think everybody would want to know. That's the best questions that get asked.
Yeah.
That's just a little piece of news for me. But okay, let's roll into it.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
So Michelle Kwan Nachetsky says, what is your go-to breakfast order? I mean, it changes, you know, but I would say if I had a breakfast burrito, I could always have a breakfast burrito. They're delicious.
I'm a big breakfast burrito guy as well, but I think what you're getting at is like when you think breakfast, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And when I think going out and getting breakfast, I don't know why, but the first thing that always hits my mind is French toast. I don't even always get it, but I'm like, breakfast, hell yeah. And I picture French toast on a plate. So I will say that's my go-to thought immediately if I'm going out to like a diner or something. It's hard to fuck up French toast, you know? It's like always good. You put syrup on it. So I'm like, yeah, let's go. You messed that up. Jesus, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So Duddy's Little Monster says, what TV channel would you be?
Also, I mean, a weird question, but kind of cool. I mean, obviously, that's why you read it. It makes the show. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Like, would you be an MTV? Okay, I'll tell. Duddy would be the golf channel, or Duddy would be like, Duddy would be the Food Network.
I think. Oh, yeah.
Just drinking and eating. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, that golf for food, that's good. Maybe the Animal Planet.
Oh, that's a good one for Duddy as well. Yeah, he is famously, I mean, dude's had a billion cats, dogs, lizards. I love animals as well, you know, but Duddy always, when we were kids too, he had lizards. He had, you know, all sorts. I had fish tanks and stuff, but I feel like you had more creatures always than me. And definitely with dogs and cats. And by the way, RIP Abby, Duddy and I, a family dog that we've had for a lot of years. Had my parents had to put her down probably 2 days ago now.
And 2 days ago.
So I'm going to call my mom after we do this podcast. I gave her a day to chill because my mom, I'm sure, was devastated. Probably there's no reason to talking to her. I we texted back and forth and I talked to my dad. But yeah, they had to put Abby girl down. So Duddy and I have known that dog forever. She was our aunt's dog and our aunt passed away. And then we got Abby in that reason, you know, then Abby went to our parents. So a long, long, good life for Abby girl. RIP Animal Planet is a good one, Duddy. I think that that's what you might be. And
all right. Christina Whitman says, Duddy, could you clear up a lyric for me in the song Oxygen? Feel like you're living, but you might be better out there, or you might be better off dead. It is better off dead. Feel like you're living, but you might be better off dead. That is the lyric there.
Another great usage of Patreon. Figure out some of these lyrics that you're not sure. How many people?
Oh, Justin Palmer says Reggae Rise Up Vegas or Florida. Well, I can't tell you that yet because we haven't played the show in Florida yet.
Rise Up takes their show on the road as well then.
Yes.
Jeez, that's awesome.
We just did the Reggae Rise Up Vegas, which was awesome. So hopefully tonight is just as fun as that. Carly Hill says, since it's Halloween, what are you most scared of? You know what is my biggest fear? And I'll wake up some nights in the middle of the night and I'll be having a dream about this and I'll wake up and I just almost can't even go back to bed because it's in my head. Being stuck in a very small place, just claustrophobia. Like I fucking can't deal with it. I can't even now. It's to the point where I can't even sit in the window seat on a plane. I can't even do it. I start to fucking freak out. I'm like, nah.
Yep. You get that from mom.
Yeah. Like I can't do it. And I'll have dreams where I'll just be like, I'm always like in like a little cave or like a rock thing where I can't get out. And I'm just like,
Oh shit. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that, but now that's my worst thing.
It fucking drives me nuts. And you know what is a bummer is Jack has that too now. Jack's like, can't do it. Jack can't even watch movies or TV shows where people are like in small places.
I actually have that too. I remember there's a scene in Kill Bill where they bury her alive. I remember that scene. I had to like close my eyes.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman's character.
I know exactly the scene you're talking about. It's fucking terrible. Dude,
get the fuck out of here.
It's terrible.
He's doing little ass punches with their finger.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just roll with that. I mean, there's a million of them. Shark attack, home invasion. Yeah. Like, dude, where you're just vulnerable. Dude, you know what? My scariest thing is middle of the woods. I listen to scary stories when I go to sleep. And oftentimes I'll listen to like middle of the woods stories. And it's like, I went camping with my friend and we saw some people on the way in going out in a truck. And then those people came back and they're camping in the middle of nowhere and there's people and they're hiding. And that's the scariest thing, a reality thing. Like you're in the middle of nowhere. There's some people that live in the middle of nowhere that want to eat you and do gross things to you. Very scary.
Yeah.
Horrifying shit. All right. Next.
Mia Sino says, that's a new name. Mia Sino says, what's the inspiration behind Chelsea? It's a beautiful song and reminds me of my late friend, Lexi. Sorry to hear about your friend. And we have talked about this before. Chelsea was a girlfriend I had in high school and
and her and two of our other friends, young girls at the time, who two of my buddies were dating them. So we had this cool little pack of me and two of my buddies were dating these three girls who were all friends, and it was awesome. And then a drunk driver killed all three of them. And that was what Chelsea was about. It was terrible, terrible, terrible situation. And that is what that song is about. Allison, I know everything Lynch says, Duddy, would you ever run a race with Jake? Yeah, I would. I definitely wouldn't say no, I would never. Do I think I will? I don't know. Probably not. But would I? Yeah, I totally would. I'm not a big runner. I don't like to run. I like to ride bikes. Like I ride my bike a lot, and I do go on lots of walks. I take my dog for walks every day. I do that, but I'm not a big runner. Never been.
Neither was I either. And I doesn't yeah. mean I'm saying you should, but I have a yeah. thing I always tell everybody. I go, running sucks until it doesn't. That's what yeah. running is. You just start. Once you start running, then eventually you're like, oh, this doesn't suck. I get it now. But yeah. it sucks all the way up until it doesn't. And then each run that you do, that sucks until it doesn't. Like the first yeah. mile of every sucks. Run sucks. And then you find your breathing and your pattern yeah. and it starts to not suck.
Yeah.
That's why running's gnarly, because it just sucks until it doesn't.
Andrew Smith says, what's your favorite cold weather food? My food go-to is either my homemade thick hearty chili or my homemade chicken and wild rice soup. That's funny you say the chicken and soup, because honestly, my favorite cold thing is my wife makes an amazing tortilla soup. And every time I'm always like, babe, get that tortilla soup going. I love it. It's so good. But you know what is the best soup still of all fucking time? Matzo ball soup.
My answer was matzo ball soup. We make it's it the every best. Year.
And yeah, not too long ago on tour, we were on tours probably 2 weeks ago, and we had a day off, and there was a little Jewish deli next to the fucking hotel. And I went and got myself a big old bowl of matzo ball soup and some potato pancakes.
Boom. We are making that, Duddy, tonight.
Nice.
They're making matzo balls. We do a thing called matzo balls and milkshakes in our house where we just made that 1 year, a few years ago. And then we're like, all right, matzo balls and milkshakes once a year. And that's
going to be that. Tonight. Favorite parent tax. Oh, sorry. This is from Bruce Strawn. He says, favorite parent tax from the kids Halloween stash. Reese's is my go-to. That's a good question. Honestly, dude, I'll eat any candy. I like them all, but the one for some reason, and it's not like if I'm in the store, I don't buy candy a lot in the store, but like say I'm in the candy aisle at 7-Eleven, I would never buy this candy. I would never be like, ooh, this is the one I'm going to get. But when the Halloween bag dumps out, my first ever, give me that Almond Joy. Oh, give me that Almond Joy.
Yep. All day.
Yeah. All day.
And the beauty with the Almond Joy is most people don't want them. So they'll be like, Almond Joy, if I can take that shit. Like most kids don't want it. And it, like at the barbershop or wherever, they'll have candy in a bucket for Halloween. Nobody wants the Almond Joy. It's like this forbidden thing. And I'm like, give me every Almond Joy. I'll eat them
all. I'll take those Almond Joys.
I'll eat those. And you know what I love, Duddy?
Hmm.
Little York peppermint patty.
Oh, yeah. That's like Sophia's like favorite. She loves them Yorks.
Bangers. Yeah, those slide under the radar, dude.
Well, if you like those, then you're a fan of them Junior Mints. Ooh.
Oh, I dig me some Junior Mints, dude. But there is something special about the York peppermint patty. Remember when we were kids, when Duddy and I were kids, there was a big time campaign for the York peppermint patty. Remember
the
thing was when you bite into a York, you feel you're whisked away.
You're in the Alps.
You're in the Alps, and it would be like someone in their office at work, and they take a bite, and then whoops, they're like skiing down the Alps. And you know, that you don't see any commercials anymore. I guess they're like, hey, we've got a fan base. We know who we are. We're just going to put them on the shelves, let them do the work.
Yeah. And then this one, the Shroomstress says, how does it feel going all soft and shit? Well, to be honest, to answer your question completely honestly, we are not soft. We had to go soft because y'all are soft. That's the reality of that situation. So Melissa Mirto says, you've had so much going on between a crazy tour and two podcasts. Do you think you'll want the next Dirty Heads tour to have as many shows as you did this past few months? To be honest, that was a long time to be away from the family. The older I get, the harder it is. That was a really long straight run. And that was strictly because we had been off so long that we just had to get back out there and you guys deserved it. You know, we needed to get out there and give people live music and people to get out of their houses and have fun again. So that was a long tour. I don't know if we'll ever do like that hard straight in the future, but we ain't ever going to stop. You know, we'll always be out there. And then this is our last question, guys. First, this is from Jason Panic. And he says, first ever Q&A as a member, September 25th, Rochester, New York. Hyrie had mentioned the haunted basement of the armory. Do you believe the basement was haunted by the prisoners of war? Do you believe that the prisoners were haunted by the prisoners of war? Yeah, I do. That place was creepy. We walked around now. And you know what was really cool is, and I went live actually from there. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Sorry guys. I'm watching football as I answer this. And my quarterback literally hit his receiver in the chest in the touchdown and he fucking dropped it. What a piece of shit. I'm out of here. Jason. Yeah, but to be honest, yeah, man. It was creepy down there. Oh, yes. And what I was saying is they had a full haunted house set up throughout the entire bottom basement of this venue. And I didn't know that. So I went down there to creep around and all of a sudden I was like, wait a second. And I walked through the whole thing. It was really cool. I actually went live on my Instagram. If you saw that, I went live. I was walking through this creepy haunted house. That was the basement of the armory show we did. And the it was closed. It wasn't open. So it was just, nobody was there. It was just a closed down haunted house because it was middle of the day, but it was still pitch black. So we walked through it like a couple times. It was pretty rad.
Dude, super creepy. I wonder what's creepier, walking through a haunted house or walking through a closed.
Bro, it was creepier closed because it was so quiet. It was so quiet. It was pitch black. The only thing we had was our cell phone flashlight on. And it was just dead silent and it was super creepy. Like, cause you, when you're in a haunted house, you know, okay, that's not a real monster. Those, all these people scaring me are just people. There's other people there. There's things happening. There's lights flashing. There's all this stuff. When you go in there and there's nobody and it's just pitch black and dead silent, but it's all creepy still, is pretty scary.
Daddy. Movie. We've all seen the haunted house movie. They go to a haunted house and there's a real killer in there. But what we haven't seen is group of friends break into a haunted, not scary farm type of.
It's going to be closed. No one will be night, there.
It's closed and they're going through the mazes being goofy. But uh-oh, there is a murderer in there.
There is a murderer.
Much scarier. Never been done. A closed, pitch dark, after hours haunted house murder movie. It was birthed here. Anyone who makes it after this point owes me all of their money. And Duddy, you can have some too. It's the Feeling Good with Duddy show. Is that the final question?
That's it. That's the final question. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm just going to throw this out there too. If you are listening and enjoyed it, please drop us a review or a rating wherever you're listening. It does help, especially over on that Apple Podcast app. We would appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you guys.
We appreciate all of you. And thank you, Luke, as well. We appreciate you.
And just to let you guys know, we do have a poll going on right now over at the Roman Duddy Show. You can put any band name you want in there. Just throw it on in there and they will win the prize. Okay. Doesn't matter if you were part of the contest. Doesn't even matter if you're a band. Just put your name in there.
But remember, if your favorite band doesn't win, then the Dirty Heads suck.
Yep. I want you to remember that, guys. Okay.
All right. We'll see you soon, everybody.
All right. Peace out.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Mountain Air Comfort Systems provide the quiet and energy-efficient comfort you can depend on. With a range of innovative cooling solutions like the Carrier Infinity Heat Pump that delivers premium home heating and cooling performance. Learn more at MountainAirMobile.com. You make it a home. Let Mountain Air Comfort Systems make it more comfortable. Rebates, incentives, and financing are available for a limited time. Mountain Air Comfort Systems and Carrier. Turn to the experts.